Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about how you find out or uncover the unknowns of real estate investing so you can become a more informed and intelligent, and I should say prepared, part-time real estate investor, because that's critical to your success. With that having been said, as always, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So tell us about the unknowns, what they mean, how they influence real estate investing, and how you can become a better real estate investor with regard to approaching this issue.
Well, I'll go back to a key word that you used in our introduction, and that is preparation. As I look back on over 10 years ago, when I started investing in real estate as a part-time investor, I remember, regardless of the amount of due diligence I did and regardless of the amount of effort I put into my business plan and regardless of the amount of preparation in general, I couldn't help but wonder or be concerned or maybe even be a little worried about what is it that I'm missing? What are the unknowns that I don't see out ahead of me in my upcoming venture as a real estate investor? And that can be very unsettling. It was for me, and it's probably very common and very unsettling for most potential real estate investors, new real estate investors, or part-time real estate investors who are looking to scale their business up to perhaps a full-time venture. I would even venture to say that this fear of the unknowns or the unknown of the unknowns is probably the single most common factor that keeps many people from venturing into real estate investing or, you know, venturing into any small business or self-employment venture in general. It's that fear, and that fear can typically be tied back to the unknowns. And so what I'd like to go over today is my own personal experience and a couple of things that ultimately I viewed as relatively unknown to me when I started out as a real estate investor. But now looking back with over 10 years of real estate investing here in Dallas, I look back at these components and realize how critical they were, and you know, whether or not I recognized how critical they were when I started my business, I definitely do now, and hopefully the new investor can appreciate these and understand these, and perhaps even these are all of the unknowns or perhaps one of the unknowns that may be scaring them that they may not realize, recognize, or have thought about, and hopefully we can uncover and perhaps eliminate some of those concerns or some of those unknowns or some of that fear. And you know, at this time of the year, we're in the season of an election year, and we're in the season of the election process where we've got national presidential debates going on. And you know, these debates, they're heated and they're active and they're focused on differences in opinions and differences in the way the candidates prioritize things or see things or understand things. And, you know, the topics and the questions are all very debatable. That's no surprise. There's disagreement on them, whether or not they're significant, whether or not they're important, or whether or not or how they can be solved. Well, I'll stress on the contrary with what I'll talk about today with respect to these fundamentals of your real estate investment business or these unknowns. I consider these to be no debates. Based on my experience, these are things that I've found absolutely critical to the success of a real estate investor's business. Whether you're part-time, whether you're full-time, whether you're new, whether you're experienced, whether you're growing or whether you're not growing, these are no debates. These are critical. And I learned these through my experience. And once again, my intent is that perhaps by talking about these today, that we can maybe uncover an unknown that you may have, or a fear or a concern about whether or not your business is built properly and whether or not you're recognizing and realizing all the critical components that you've got to have within your business in order to be successful. So let's look first of all at the first component of your business infrastructure, and that is your lead source or your lead machine or your lead generating activities. As a new real estate investor, it's critical that you understand that this is the foundation of your business. Your ability to generate leads, to generate distressed houses or distressed sellers who are willing to sell your home, their home, to you at a discount. And this is truly the foundation of your business. Without a solid lead generation component to your business, it will fail. It will literally collapse like a house without a foundation. And common misnomer that perhaps you don't need a lead generation component to your business as a real estate investor. You can just buy houses straight off the MLS where everybody else buys houses. And I would tell you that if that is your premise for generating leads for your business, you'll be disappointed in the outcome. You've got to take the initiative. You've got to make the investment to build a lead generation component into your business. And the most common of which is direct mail. It's affordable, and it's very executable, and it produces very good results. You buy targeted data, targeted mailing lists, and you mail to those lists on a frequent basis. And you advertise the fact that you are interested in purchasing homes like theirs in their area for cash, as is, with a quick close. And as I've talked in the past, my advertising, which is my lead generation mechanism within my business, it's my single largest business expense on an annual basis. Outside of what I spend to purchase homes or rehab homes, it is my single largest overhead expense in my business. And there's a reason for that. It's the most critical part of my business. As I said, it's the foundation of my business, and it's likely going to be the foundation of yours. Secondly, capital. Capital is a great unknown. I can remember venturing into my real estate investing business with a certain amount of capital, but it was probably the one element that gave me the most unrest. Do I have enough capital? How do I know how much capital I will need? Will I be able to get more capital if I do find myself in a position of need? I look back on my corporate career of over 20 years prior to real estate investing, and we spent a lot of time building very comprehensive capital plans. And we would look out over the long term, 5-10 years, and map our capital needs. And we were pretty good at it, and we could do it very accurately. In your real estate investing business, keep in mind, it's very unpredictable, meaning there are many days when I wake up as a real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas, and by the time I come home at the end of my workday, I could have easily spent $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 that I had no idea I was going to spend when I left my house that morning to begin my day. And that's the nature of real estate investing. When great opportunities come to you as a result of your lead generation, you have to have the ability to act quick. And you may buy a $100,000 home before lunch, and you never had plans to do that. And the point is, your capital needs are significant, first of all, as a real estate investor. We're buying very high-priced products, houses. And number two, your capital needs are very unpredictable. Opportunities arise from the success of your lead generation, you have to be able to act quickly on those opportunities and purchase those homes for cash. And you're going to need that cash. And with that being said, this doesn't mean you have to be independently wealthy to be a real estate investor. What it does mean, though, is you have to secure the capital, and it will be a significant part of your business and what you do on a daily basis. You will always be looking for new capital sources, because as you deplete one source, you're going to need to replace it with another. You know, as you use your own capital, you're going to have to find ways to replenish it. As you maybe exhaust a capital source, maybe it's a credit line that you've set up at a local bank, you're going to need to go source a new credit line at another bank. Or as you exhaust capital, perhaps from a family member or a friend or another private lender, you're going to have to seek out and prove yourself to a new private lender. So the point is, your capital needs are very unpredictable, they're very significant, and they're very dynamic in that you're going to always be in search of more capital, and you're really going to have to refine your skills and your ability to get new capital to keep your business afloat. It literally, like leads are the foundation of your business, cap the framework of your house. Just like that foundation supports the house, your capital is what goes on top of that foundation in the form of cash to buy these homes. It's the framework of your business, just like a framework of a house. And without it, your business cannot be supported on top of that foundation which you've built, which is your lead generation. And then finally, in addition to lead source and in addition to capital sources, you've got to have your network. And this was another element that I didn't have when I started my business, and I probably underappreciated how critical it would be. But your network in real estate investing really takes two forms. First of all, it's the network of all your business partners. These aren't necessarily formal business partners. These are your tradesmen, such as electricians, plumbers, and foundation repairmen, air conditioning repairmen, all the different types of tradesmen you'll need to fix houses, to repair houses, and to maintain houses. It's also your partners such as your banks and your title company and your insurance providers. These are all business partners that are going to prove critical to your success. You may not have them today as a new or potential investor, and you can't overlook how critical they're going to be to your business and to how you proceed and start your business, and how you proceed and grow your business. The other type of partners you're going to have are those who buy the homes that you invest in and purchase. And I'll admit, if you're doing rental homes or if you're doing fix and flips, your need for buyers and a significant buyer network may not be real critical, because you'll sell your fix and flips on the MLS, and you'll probably advertise your rentals with yard signs or perhaps even on the MLS, and you'll get tenants for your rentals and buyers for your fix and flips. As a new investor, there's probably a good chance that you're interested in and you will undergo an effort to be a wholesaler. And when you wholesale properties, it's wonderful for the new investor because it's a quick way to generate cash flow and profits. And it has very limited capital requirements, but you're going to need a network of investors to buy those properties. For me, I bought a HomeVestors franchise, and that enabled me to get both my business partner network and my buyer network. For you, a franchise might not be what you want to do, and it may not be right for you, and that is fine. But keep in mind, you're going to need to engage yourself so that you can build these networks of business partners and buyers for your property. And for many of you, this may be attending a couple local real estate investor clubs. These are great places to build your network and assemble it. And think of your network, it's the finish out on your business. If the lead generation mechanism is your foundation and your capital is your framework, then this is the finish out for that house or the finish out for your business. It's everything you put inside, the drywall, the fixtures that make it great. And your network is critical to making your business great. So these are what I call the no debates. These are the things that cannot be ignored. And remember, you've got to have these in place for your business, not only to support itself, but ultimately to support you as a real estate investor.
As always, great points. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.